The legendary Jean-Michel Bayle, here we are in Bercy, France. Thank you for doing the interview. I guess let's talk JT. It's back, and you're associated with it.
Yeah, you know, it's not so long ago, I think last year, the decision was made to make JT come back. And, you know, of course, it's nice to see all the riders, you know, in Bercy, in Paris. Mm-hmm. You know, for French people, you know, Ronnie Lechine, you know, is a big star here,
right,
you know.
Right.
And for me also, because that make me, you know, when I was a kid, I was watching the Supercross on TV, and for me it was like a dream to be able to race with those guys, you know. So it's, for me and for the Supercross in France, it's, you know, JT and all the legendary people are very important.
Yeah, and what are you doing for them? Just kind of wearing the gear, riding when you can? How much do you ride, and you know?
I don't ride so much anymore,
no.
But, you know, it just to be part of the, you know, of the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see everybody, you know, like Danny Laporte and Ronnie Lechine, Jackie Vimont. It's nice to be all together again,
yeah.
You know, it's I think it's a lot of passion, you know,
yeah.
And this is very good for the sport.
Big press conference on Saturday morning, you guys are going to sort of announce it or launch it there. And I guess when they came to approach you, was it just easy for you? You were like, sure, I'm on board.
Yeah, first, I thought it was a joke, you know, because people say, hey, JT is back. I said, well, not possible, you know.
Yeah,
JT is not back.
Right.
And after, you know, it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right away I say, wow, that's nice. That's a good idea. You know,
yeah,
I need to be part of it, you know.
Right.
So,
okay. Here we are, Bercy, of course, great memories for you. You were probably the first French guy to win, I imagine, here. When you think of Bercy, is it one of your career highlights, one of your life's highlights, winning here, beating all the Americans?
Because Bercy, for me, it's the launch of my dream,
mm-hmm.
You know. Like I say, when I was a kid, I was watching the race, the American rider, you know, humiliate, you know, all the European and French. You know, it was not like winning the race. It was just finishing like two laps behind.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, very humiliating, you know. And in my head, I always say, that's not the way it should be, you know. we should be able to fight.
Right.
You know, maybe win, but at least fight for the win.
Yeah.
And from that day, you know, in my head, I was, you know, 100% sure that I will do everything possible to be able to race against best American people to win a race in Bercy. And so when I did it, you know, for me it was like, okay, now you are fighting, you know, with them, you know.
Yeah.
And this was already a good achievement for me.
When did you come here as a kid, 84, 85, 86? Were you a kid just looking at Rick Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Looking, you know, Ricky and Lechine and David Bailey. And it was, you know, that was for. And also at this time, you know, for European, Supercross was new for us, you know.
Right.
I think the first race was Bercy was in 84. And we, you know, nobody see a Supercross before that, you know. So for us, it was like, you know, we can do that, you know,
we can
jump this far. You know, for every all rider was like, wow, that's new.
You know?
So, you know, for me, when I was a kid, you know, it was very, very big emotional thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you won the overall 91,
uh-huh.
won the King of Bercy, so
yes,
it's finally
yes.
the complete,
yeah. Yeah.
What a year that was for you.
Yeah, exceptional, you know, because, you know, I won Bercy. It was very important for me because it was nice to win in front of the people, you know, in French people. And what it was funny also that, you know, also my, all the American riders, they came here and they don't want me to win in front of my people.
That's why the racing
was so high, you know.
Right.
So it was quite fun, actually.
And then, hey, I just watched on DVD the 92 season. I watched a lot of those races, your last year in America. How much effort did you put into those races? I mean, you already were looking towards road racing, but was it as bad as they say? Because you were still very competitive.
No, I was, you know, I have a lot of motivation for my last year. I was riding with the number one plate, and, you know, my goal was to try to be champion again.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, a lot of things happened. You know, one of my best friends died, you know, 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and also Pat Boulan,
yep.
you know, died in December. And, you know, this, you know, affect me quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also, 92, we have a new bike.
Yeah.
And for Honda, it was difficult to win the first race because we were in trouble with the bike. And after, when everything came together, I start to win race. But, you know, I give everything I have.
You did, okay. You
know,
yeah.
I did it, you know. And I don't want to take, you know, I never want to say then I lose a championship because I didn't have the motivation mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
I lose a championship because many different things, but because I was not fast enough to win easily.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if I was able to win the race very easy, I will win the championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, no doubt that I did, you know. Jeff ride very good years and he deserved his championship, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just the myth is that you didn't try and you didn't.
No, that's not true. Right. I try, always try. You know, when you are racing, you know, you race to win a race.
Right,
you know,
right.
Of course, you know, my goal was to move to road race and everything, but I'm a racer. You know, when yeah. I start a race, I want to win the race.
Regrets that you gave it up so soon, motocross? Or, I mean,
no,
if you had to do it over, would you?
No. Because, you know, for me, you know, starting road race, you know, already at 23 years old, it was quite late.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait anymore.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my very goal was to be able to be also a road race mm-hmm. rider. So,
yeah.
And even if I never won a championship in road race, or my best place was 7, and in a race it was 4th, you know, for me it was, you know, unbelievable experience,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know.
And then on the front side, you know, you were one world title away from sweeping every world title. You ever think about maybe you would have stayed one more year and won the 500s and then came to America?
Yeah, but no, I never thought about
no.
it. You know, you know, if you look at it, you know, I won a race in every categories.
Yeah.
You know, GP 125, yeah. GP 250, GP 500,
right.
National 125, National 250, National 500,
yeah.
Supercross.
Yeah.
So. You know, I knew I have the ability to mm-hmm. win, you know,
yeah.
all championship.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was not my goal, you
yeah.
know. It's no problem about it.
This weekend here back in Bercy, Glover, Laporte, Lachine, yourself. Am I missing anybody? No, I think that's it.
Tortelli.
Oh, Tortelli, yes. Vermond.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? What are you hanging out? I've seen you guys just old
It's
times.
Just quite funny, you know, to be together again,
yeah.
you know. And also, you know, racing is over now, so we just, you know, laughing mm-hmm. at it, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
it's quite, you know, good to be able to do that,
yeah.
you know.
So your career sort of overlapped with Jackie, but was he a hero to you?
Like actually, he's older than me,
yeah.
and I was just coming when he quit, you
yeah.
know, so
was
we
he,
just crossed together, you know.
But was he a hero of yours, like as a French kid?
Yeah, because at the first beginning, you know, he was the first French
world
champion.
Yep.
So for me, it was a
JT
you know,
gear too.
Yeah, JT gear. So it was like, you know, it was like a star, you know, a
yeah.
star to, you know, a point where you have to go. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But of course, my goal was not to be world champion. My
yeah.
goal was to fight against American rider because
right.
for me, you know, the real world champion was, you know, the
AMA
championship.
Right.
You know.
How much do you know Ron Lachine? Did you know him much?
Well, you know, it's very funny with Ron because in 85,
yep.
you know, when he raced the Supercross here, at this time, the only Supercross track for practice in France was in my house.
Oh, really?
And I was riding with the ATCC at this time. And I have a Supercross track
yeah.
already.
Your dad built you
yeah,
one.
Yeah. And so Xavier from MotoVert yep. want to do some picture with a new bike.
Okay.
And he said, can we come on your track?
Right.
So Ronnie came to my house,
yeah,
actually.
He's 16, 17.
Yeah, he's
yep.
17.
Yep.
And I don't know, I think I am 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not riding on a Supercross track because I'm just watching, you know, I'm
yeah.
watching him, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I'm just doing wheelie, you know, all day wheelie with my ADCC everywhere
yeah,
wheelie.
Yeah.
And he came to my house and hit with my, we have a dinner
yep.
at my house with my parents and everything.
Wow.
And he went away, but for me, you know, it was always in my head.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I came to the state, I raced with him many times, and we, you know, we race, we fight.
Yeah.
And one day, I don't know why, I say, you remember you came to my house? And he go, no, I never come to your house.
Yeah.
And I
He's
say,
like, what are you talking about?
And I say, yes, you come to my house. And he look at me and say, you were the kid with the ADCC doing wheelies?
With the wheelies?
I said, yes! He said, no way! and it was, you know, quite funny because I never told him before because I thought he was, you know, he knew.
Yeah.
Then, so we always race That's together funny. And he never thought about this.
Yeah, know? Yeah. So you were riding Supercross on an 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An 85.
Yeah.
Which
already.
No European riders
Nobody was riding Supercross.
Your dad was a thinker. He was like, that's
well,
where the
you
future
know,
is.
I asked him maybe 120 times, hey, we need to build a track. You know, I was taking picture here, you know, the jump and everything.
I said,
I need this at home.
So. Funny. Hey, well, thanks for doing this, and good luck with the JT thing.
Yes.
I think it's really cool and exciting.
Okay.
And, thanks again, Jambi.
Thank you. Bye-bye.